WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. In a recent New York Times interview with Stephen Holden, Madonna said, "What I do is commercialism, but it's also art." She also said, "Art should be controversial, and that's all there is to it." One of Madonna's latest controversial commercial artistic ventures is some Pepsi-Cola TV ads that feature her and her new song, Like a Prayer. She's getting a reported $5 million for the deal. A Like a Prayer album that includes a fact sheet about AIDS has been released, along with a video. Rock critic Ken Tucker has some thoughts on Madonna's latest projects.
Because of life, just punishments. But most of all, because of my God, I've offended thee. Who art all good, like I knew you would, and deserving of all my love. I reserve.
Michael Jackson long ago rejected the idea that his music could actually communicate anything other than a good beat. Prince lately seems content to be an irrelevant eccentric, and Bruce Springsteen is being sued by some of his former roadies for being a bad boss. In this sort of pop atmosphere, it's nice to have a superstar who wants to amass her latest fortune by stirring things up rather than merely meeting her audience's most knee-jerk expectations. Madonna's Like a Prayer album is uneven as music, but as a pop phenomenon, it's immensely satisfying. To date, it's the rock world's wettest kiss-off to the Reagan era. The Like a Prayer TV commercial plot suggests Madonna's alienation from her Catholic upbringing. But the entirely different music video that Madonna has created with director Mary Lambert for the same song doesn't suggest anything. This Like a Prayer video is the most brazen co-optation of organized religion since Bob Dylan started using fundamentalism for his own purposes. Talk about upping the stakes. These days, if you want to be a Madonna wannabe, you have to open your palms to reveal gushing stigmata, equate the church with jail, and shake your groove thing in front of a field of burning crosses. It helps, of course, that the music accompanying these desecrations is absolutely irresistible. In her dense, intricate use of religious symbolism, Madonna has probably done more to instruct non-Catholics into the faith than any layperson since G.K. Chesterton.
Seems like yesterday I lay down.
It's too bad that the rest of the Like a Prayer album isn't as exciting as its title song, but that would probably have been impossible. For much of the rest of the album, Madonna is content to make pretty ballads like the one I just played, one of seven created with songwriter and co-producer Patrick Leonard. Their collaborations stink nearly as badly as the patchouli oil that Madonna has ordered all copies of Like a Prayer to be doused in. It's yet another way to give people headaches. One of these collaborations with Patrick Leonard unfortunately threatens to overshadow the Like a Prayer video for media attention. Till Death Do Us Part moans and groans at great length about a bad marriage, and it is assumed that Madonna is talking about her own tough times with Sean Penn. The only other truly good pop songs are a funny little collaboration with Prince called Love Song, and one written with Stephen Bray called Express Yourself. On Express Yourself, Madonna locates the feminism that was always there in 60s soul music by acts like the Marvelettes and Martha and the Vandellas. Using her gift for artful overstatement, Madonna makes the message as prominent as the beat without ruining the music.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.